With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. More than 200 bills have been pre-filed at the Capitol ahead of next week's legislative session, but most won't be greenlighted for consideration without approval by the governor. The Senate's majority floor leader, Peter Wirth of Santa Fe, explains.
It's important for listeners to remember it's a 30-day session, and under the Constitution, that means it's a budget session, except for things the governor puts on the call, or tax-related bills, and then joint resolutions. So constitutional amendments start with a joint resolution, has to pass both chambers, doesn't go to the governor. So we may see a number of joint resolutions.
One of those joint resolutions will come from two Albuquerque lawmakers who want voters to approve taking an extra 1% from the state's land grant permanent fund and putting it directly towards early childhood programs. Right now, almost $1 billion a year of that fund goes to K-12 education. But Senator Wirth says another permanent fund is in the works for early childhood education, like home visiting for newborns and pre-kindergarten classes.
About $320 million will go into that this year. The goal is to get it up to $1 billion over the next 3 years, and it'll spin off an average, a rolling average of 5%. So it'll be a $50 million a year recurring revenue stream for early childhood.
Democrat Wirth says it's a start, and it could be a long-term solution to giving kids the early support they need to succeed in school and boost graduation rates. Efforts to increase the take from the land grant permanent fund have made it through the House, but conservative Democrats in the Senate have said no because they say it would take too much from the corpus of the fund. More with Santa Fe Senator and Majority Floor Leader Peter Wirth next time. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.